Those deadly tornadoes that tore through parts of the South and Midwest, could they happen here? I'm Matt Small.
This is WTOP, your source for today's top news, traffic and weather. Always connected and constantly updated. In your car, at home, at work, and on the go. WTOP, never miss a moment.
The death and destruction from the tornadoes that ravaged Kentucky and the neighboring states have been top of mind in recent days, and it raises the question, could similar storms happen here?
Yes, we can get storms like that.
But Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Doug Kammerer says
they are extremely, extremely rare in our region.
And he says our location is the key reason for that.
The middle part of the country has a much better chance of tornadoes than we do, but even in our area, we do have a chance for not only tornadoes, because we do get them quite often. We do have a chance for some strong tornadoes. However, those are much more rare.
Does he think climate change had anything to do with those twisters?
It is because of much warmer temperatures, and the potential is there that this was climate change related, that we would have a storm this strong in the month of December.
Matt Small, WTOP News.
Storm Team 4's Doug Kammerer, chief meteorologist there, says it's possible the deadly twisters are related to climate change.
It is because of much warmer temperatures, and the potential is there that this was climate change related, that we would have a storm this strong in the month of December.
And Storm Team 4 chief meteorologist Doug Kammerer says our area isn't immune from similar storms.
The middle part of the country has a much better chance of tornadoes than we do, but even in our area, we do have a chance for not only tornadoes, because we do get them quite often, we do have a chance for some strong tornadoes. However, those are much more rare.
But he stresses
they are extremely, extremely rare in our region.
The last time being back in 1925.
And that particular tornado went through 219 miles. It was on the ground.
Matt Small, WTOP News.